finish him. About to take it back.
Okay. Ooh, Talking Loud Podcast. It's always Diesel Dog. And man, today we got a banging episode right off the rip. I just got to let y'all know, today's episode's epic. E-P-I-C or I-K, however you guys want to spell it. I'm baked right now because we're celebrating 100 episodes on the pod. And we're talking genetics with some of my homies as we got on not one, not two, but three special guests on the show today to hang out and have an awesome time with you all. So without further ado, let's roll out that green carpet. The green carpet, because it's all about that green. For the From the Stash homies, we got on all the boys. What's up, homies?
Hey, what's up? What's up?
Hey.
What's going on? Man, happy 100. Congrats, brother. That's 100. Awesome.
Thank you.
That's huge, man.
Hell yeah, man. I appreciate you guys, man. Yeah, so for all you guys who don't know, we got on the From the Stash homies, Chris, a.k.a. Mr. Grow It, Rob from CLTV, and Pigeons 420. So you guys, shout yourselves out, man. What's going on? What's the latest, bro?
Shit, just smoking, working, doing what it do, man. Sable. End of the year the right way, I feel. Tightening things up, you know? How about yourself?
Man, just hanging out, man. What about you, Chris?
Oh man, just trying to get a few things done, working on a Saturday like usual.
And, working on a Saturday, like, man, sound like Drake, bro.
And now finally ready to just hang out. Now hang out with you guys, about to light something up and enjoy the stream.
Nice, man. And P, you know, better late than never. You made it, bro. We made it. What's up?
I'm here, man. I got to be honest. I was having some supper with the fam. All of a sudden, my timer went off. I was like, oh, I got to be. I'm on my way. I'm going to make it. And I'm here. And of course, I got a brand new setup here. So I'm trying to get used to this place still. There's a lot of new buttons, a lot of new things. So, yeah, it's different having two setups now.
I got you, bro. Now, honestly, I appreciate you guys for taking the time to come and hang out, man, and celebrate this achievement, this milestone. 100 episodes, man. I was like, what better way to celebrate it than have three of you guys on, man? You know, we hung out in Vegas. We had an awesome time. You know, we hung out a lot, really built some friendships. And I think, you know, you guys are now like my homies, bro. So I was like, yeah, I got to bring on the homies to celebrate, bro. So thank you guys for coming on, man.
Dude, what an honor to have us on. That's so cool. And congratulations, man. 100 episodes is not easy at all. I mean, no. Geez, dude, it's a long time, right? Like, how many years has it been since you've been, like, well over a year, right? Year and a half, 2 years?
Yeah, bro. I think it's about 2 years now. I honestly remember when I first started off, I interviewed someone on my 9th episode, and they were 100 episodes deep. And I was asking him, like, how do you guys feel to be 100 episodes deep, bro? And I was just looking at it like a mad achievement. And now to be 100 episodes deep myself, it feels great, bro, you know? And you guys are crushing it too, man. Same way.
Yeah, dude, it's a journey, you know, being able to do what you love. And of course, being able to talk about the plant consistently. It's not easy finding the motivation sometimes, but all the people in the chat, all the gromies, it really is the motivation, man. Appreciate everybody.
Hell yeah, that's what's up, man. So you guys hit that like. We haven't asked you guys to hit that like, but all of us on this panel right now asked you guys to hit that like, smash it, show some love. That's what's up, that's what's up. And man, we're going to go through a lot of things today when it comes to genetics, because there are a lot of genetics out here. There are a lot of real ones, fake ones, hype ones, new ones, timeless ones, there's all sorts. We're going to go through that. But speaking of genetics, if you guys want some of that fire, then definitely join up with the ICANN VIP Bean Club, man. Shit is popping. December drop was crazy. If you guys missed out on that, then definitely join up, because the next drop will be epic, just like everything on this episode is going to be. And who knows? Also, I've been talking to the boys, and we may have a little bit of a giveaway.
Thinking about it. We got plenty of this.
Oh, everyone's got that for that stash plan on deck, bro. So if you guys are interested in that, definitely hit the like, show some love, and go and give Stash Blender a follow, give all the boys a follow, and support the fam, man.
Yeah, but, yeah, appreciate you, brother.
If I may, yeah, look at these sure. ballin' studios, boys. Look at this. This is pretty fly here, hey? We all got like similar color concepts.
Yeah, we do, man. Looking for real.
Pretty good, I'd say.
Yeah, this makes sense. I like the look. I like the vibes. Perfect for the end of the year, you know?
Yeah, bro. I like that. I like that. I was actually like, you know, thinking just the other day, like I should make a little few changes and shit. But then I was like, you know, you're always trying to level up, man. Always trying to improve, you know? Just like in the grow room, you're always trying to improve and level up, right?
Let P do it for us. P's the one who starts it. He gets me thinking. He changes it up. I'm like, And then he changes it again. I'm waiting until he's not settled in, I don't feel. So I'm waiting because his last setup I thought was super baller. I love the way it looked. You turn around, you guys don't see it, but now he sees more. Honestly, for you, it's probably better because now you're seeing a cooler background instead of just a dingy wall. Because you said
I was getting lost in the background behind me. I felt that there was too much going on, which was part of what I wanted. So when the wife came down here and saw what I was doing, I was like, I know this goes against everything I've been working for, but I got an idea. And so this is way better. This is way better. And like I said, like you said, I'm not done.
Yeah, it's only at the beginning, bro. You always got to level up, right? You only stop leveling up when you die. Simple.
Yeah.
Simple, bro. It goes. But speaking of genetics, man, because we were talking, today's episode is all about genetics. We were talking about all sorts, and there's so many new genetics, right? But before we even get into any of that, like, what are you guys running right now when it comes to genetics? Like, what you guys got in you guys' tents? P looks like he's ready to start this off. So, P, take it away.
That boy's out here with some fanciness, some classics.
I'm always ready to talk. You guys know me. I've got Mr. Growitz genetics in the tent. I've got some chill out OGs. There are five of them doing Mr. wonderful. They were the first ones that I planted, so they've got a little bit of a head start on everything else. And then aside from those five, I've got an array of Northern Lights, number two.
Okay.
Some haze of it's a purple. Oh gosh, it's a bit purple pheno. That's what I'm looking for. And I've got the what I say haze skunk number one.
Shit.
So yes, I'm very excited. Very
nice variety, bro.
AG seed co's, huh?
The which?
Yeah. Those are the AG seed co's from Todd McCormick. Yeah. I'm excited to see how those do. I'm very excited. They do well. I'm letting you be the guinea pig. They do good. You boys can be hopping on that train. I need that skunk. That skunky funky.
Miss Bring it over, baby.
Talking about old school, man.
That's what I'm looking for, man.
Yeah, looking for, man. I like that. Well, speaking of looking for, we actually got a poll in the chat right now asking people, do you have a favorite strain, right? Because everyone like always looking for something different. And 72% of people said they do, and 28% said they do not yet. So, and I asked them, if they do, drop it in the chat. And I'm seeing so many fucking strains in the chat, bro. I'm seeing White Truffle, Boondocks Glue. I'm seeing that Chill Out OG. Shout out to Chris. I see you smiling in the corner over there, bro. We got that Emerald Fire OG. We got all sorts, man. So speaking of that, right? Like, Rob, what do you got in your tent, bro? Let's move on to you, bro.
I'm doing too much right now, man. Doing too much. I've got these, got the Chill Out OGs. Got those running. I think these are the F3s, I believe.
I feel like everyone's running that right now, bro.
Yeah. That's the hot thing right now. It's hot in the streets.
It's hot.
Everybody wants a Chill Out OG, man. It's hard to come by, you know. When you can get it, you can get it. And so luckily I got some growing those. I've got triple donuts, which I believe is a triploid from Humboldt Seed Organization. I got a video I'm going to drop. Probably wait till tomorrow. Maybe tonight. We'll see. I don't know. But going over triploids and how advanced and unique that is, which is pretty cool. For me, I've never been involved with anything more advanced when it comes to genetics like this. I'm usually just the custy when it comes to that. So it's really cool to see where it's evolving to. Yeah. And then I've got the East Coast Sour Diesel crossed with Tom Hill Haze, growing those out. I've got White Widow crossed with Girl Scout Cookies, a bunch from People Under the Stairs Genetics, just some testers. And then what was the last one? Oh, Sherbanger crossed with Chem D. So it's a Chem Dog, but it's Chem 4D. So it's a back crossed. It's an interesting one. So I'm excited to see how I get the gas that I'm looking for, but I'm probably not going to keep all of them. Unfortunately, unfortunately, I had a lot of females out of this mix. So we'll see what I get.
Yeah, I got you, bro. That sounds like some nice variety too. I'm loving the variety you boys are pulling out. And Chris, what about you? I take it you're probably growing some Chill Out OG as well.
Yeah, you bet. Definitely grow on that. I am working on this run is a breeding run. So I'm not talking too much about what I am crossing Chilo Doji with, but there's a couple different cultivars that I want to cross it with and see what I can get out of it. So, yeah, stay tuned for that. I could talk about my other run that I just recently harvested, which I think you guys actually all consumed when we were at MJ BizCon. Sure. It was like a fresh harvest. Icarus Wings by Prism Labs, Rubik's by Prism Labs, Queens and Revenge by TJ Genetics or Subcool Seeds.
Yeah.
Peanut Butter Breath by Thug Pug Genetics. Whoa. And then Dead Ops OG by Zaza Genetics. So that was a successful run. And I think you guys, well, I know I gifted you some Peanut Butter Breath.
All the Peanut Butter Breath left. We smoked it once and I'm like, where did it go? And I gave it to Matt. I'm like, fuck.
That was what you gifted me when you came out to Vegas, right? You literally gave me a jar of that, right?
Yeah.
Bro, that was so much fire, dude. Straight up.
Yeah.
I'm glad you like that. Yeah, that was a good run. And just moving on to the next one.
I got bro. Yeah, man, you boys got some variety.
Man.
That peanut butter breath, though, like shit, Chris. Like when I pulled up in Vegas and Chris just was like, you know, I'm just showing you, you know, a little bit of love and hand me that jar of flour. I was like, oh my God, cracked it. I'm in heaven, man. I did not expect that. Thank you, Chris. I appreciate you, bro.
Yeah, no problem. I mean, it's the least I could do when I was in Denver and we linked up. You took care of me. So it's like, I got to show, some love back for sure.
I appreciate you, man. Big love, big love. You know, spreading that love is always what we're talking about, man. And, you know, so you guys have got a lot of stuff right now that you guys are growing, right? So another question, right? What's like in your bean stash, right? Like you got, I'm sure you guys got like a massive stash of beans. I know I've seen some people come up to Chris out in MJ Biz and try to give him some seeds and he didn't even want it because he had too many seeds already. So, you know, so like, what do you guys got in your stash that you guys are looking forward to running next? Anything you guys are looking forward to running next when it comes to genetics?
No, I was like stashing genetics for a while and then I went on a crazy popping fiend phase, and I think I'm gonna grab some more from people under the stairs and then get some from Humboldt, but I've got nothing sitting in the stash right now. Everything that I have is popped other than one more pack of the East Coast Sour Diesels and one more pack of the Chilo OGs. That's it. It's still sitting right here.
I got you. Interesting. What about you, P? I think I can't hear you.
We lost you.
You did.
I was dying.
The bong did that, bro. I feel like I didn't see you hitting that bong in the corner over there.
It's lighting it up. For me, you know, when it comes to the stash, I've got a lot of ocean grown in the mix, but there's something that I really want to get my hands on, and you know, I've heard lots in regards to the GMO. I haven't grown it on my own yet. I'm also living in the mid 2000s still, so I have no problem growing herb from that time. I spent a lot of the early years growing stuff that was like name, you know, I wanted to do all of the big names and stuff. You know, I wanted to do your Girl Scout cookies, your Blue Dreams, your Green Cracks, your, you know, if you've heard it, I wanted to grow it.
Yeah.
Now I want to go back and grow the stuff that I really enjoy or that I've found a liking to. And GMO is one of those things. Might try to like experiment a little runs. But right now I'm all about the old school.
I got you, man. And that's pretty interesting, bro. And I do want to circle back on that a little bit later, because like I did a video recently on that and someone was like, man, all these strains that you're talking about are like real old strains. None of these are new strains, and they're all old strains. And the title of the video was literally Timeless Strains. But anyway, you know, let's not get carried away. But
people always want all the newest Chinese thing, and half the time it's not been grown and tested. Like, I'd rather, I guess that's cool, but like, I'd like to grow stuff I like.
Yeah.
I went a whole year just growing stuff for the internet, so to speak, and that ain't the move.
And some of those timeless strains actually laid the foundations for some of these new strains that people are growing nowadays, right? So, I mean,
put the words right out of my mouth.
Yeah.
Something like a train wreck, which is absolutely off the chain. Everybody's talking about, well, that originates from Northern Lights. Crossed with Fill Me In There.
I can't remember what it is off the top of my head.
Anyways, I know it's Northern Lights. Chat will fill us in. But I want to get to know those genetics first, and then I can move on from there.
Yeah,
no problem doing old genetics, not at all.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%, man. And Chris, what about you? You got anything like in the stash, no pun intended, that you're going to look forward to pulling out?
Out here. I got the old Philly Bunk container and this
thing. Damn, bro. It can't even close.
What do you got over there?
Oh, man. Well, here's what I got my hands on recently directly from the Humboldt guys. So shout out to Ben and Nat from Humboldt. I got the Donuts Triploid, which I'm sure we'll talk about more later. Rob, yeah, like you mentioned, is doing a whole video on that. I'm dropping those very soon. I got the Jelly Donuts, which I saw on Homegrow TV. Shout out Dakota. He ran this, and it just looked absolute fire. I got some Orange Cream Pop Humboldt. I think this is new. I think they just released this. Let's see. I've got some Dead Ops OG. I've got some Boondocks Glue by Zaza. I've got some... what is this? Growcast Seed Co. So shout out to Jordan River. Sweet. Over there. Oh, man, I can go on for a long time. Queen and Revenge. I've got ISO 8 by Prism Labs. I know I've got some Briscoe OG in there by THC Titan. That's a little bit of a throwback. Yeah, I've got some Frozen Fuel by Square One Genetics. And, man, I could just go on and on. I don't want to bore everybody with it. Just I got a lot of shit.
Man, you got a lot of shit there that you're looking forward to. So you're planning on popping all those in the near future?
At some point in the future, man. At some point, but no, I'll probably start off with the next run is definitely going to be the triploid, jelly donuts probably, and the orange cream pop. I'll probably do all three of those very soon here for the next run where I grow for flower. Like I mentioned, I'm doing a breeding run right now, so I really can't grow for flower and like try to keep things seedless. You know, when I do a breeding run, I don't want to risk any sort of pollination to go on the flowers that I'm going to consume. So I like to do a breeding run, then stop, reset, wash everything down, right? And then do a flower run. So
yeah, makes a lot of sense, bro. And like so many strains, I feel the same way as well. Cause like right now we mentioned a couple and like we can get into it, but shout out Dakota, shout out the guys over in Humboldt, but they hooked us up with like that orange cream pop, that jelly donuts triploid. So I was lucky enough to get some of that shit too. And I got that Gazerpo. So that's that fire. But man, when we were just talking about that secret stash, look at my secret stash, man. I don't usually show this off. So this is a limited sort of.
What's going on over here?
On that one.
It's crazy. I can't even get to the bottom.
You're making me feel inadequate out here. What is.
Like if we dig down here, we got some of them ethos. We got all sorts of crazy shit, bro. So. If someone were to ask me that question, I don't know where to begin, bro. So respect to you guys for having an answer.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
Shit, man. I feel like a lot of people in the chat feel the same way. So guys, if you guys in chat feel the same way and all you guys have crazy amounts of beans that you guys have not popped yet, just smash the like and drop it in the chat and let me know what you guys are looking forward to.
You guys gotta join the I Can Bean Club, man.
Hell yeah, man. If you guys want variety, that's where you guys find it, bro. Holy shit. No cap. Now I'm seeing a lot of lovely people in the chat, man. I just want to shout out everyone. I see my homie Vern. Big ups to Chad Westport. Peanut Butter Breath is a nice gas. He's
Chad.
Big ups to Chad. He's also got that Westport's grape juice, bro. Whoo! Making that rounds and looking beautiful, bro.
Okay.
Hell yeah. And
check that one out, Chad.
We also got just some guy. He says he's got his tent full of GTs. Welcome to the Grow Tents Purple Frost Giant. Shout out to GT as well, bro. Big love to GT. And yeah, man, we got so many different strains in the chat right now, man. Now, speaking of all those different strains, right? Are there any of you guys like this? I'm throwing this one out to all you guys, and I'm gonna probably start off with Chris first. You guys got any strains that you guys have like lost or stopped, you know, you didn't clone it, you know, you stopped cloning it, you just lost it, you forgot about it, and you wish, like, that's one of your biggest regrets, you wish you never did that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think we all have had that happen, unfortunately.
Do you remember, like, the name, taste and everything? Just one.
Yeah, it was, and I've talked about this on my channel before, so hopefully I'm not boring people with a repeat story here.
I'm already bored.
Queen Anne's Revenge. This one, I mean, Queen one plant Anne. I grew in particular, which I wish I kept it because it was the most beautiful plant, up, down, left, right. Even consuming it, the effects off it was just incredible. So like super easy feeder. It grew up. It had like magnesium deficiency to begin, but like it was like super easy to rebound from. And then it was smooth sailing from there all the way to flower. Towards the end of flowering, the whole plant turned purple. yeah. like a darkish purple, like starting from the top, and like day after day, it would just go lower and lower and lower down the plant.
Snap.
And then I ended up doing a partial harvest on this one, and I cut off the top branches and let the lowers kind of continue. When I cut off the top branches, it revealed some of the leaves were still green. It was like a light, I think with the purple, it makes it look like more of like a lighter neon type green. And it was amazing. It's actually on my channel from a while back, if you dig deep enough. Yeah. But super, super frosty, super dense all the way down to the bottom. And then as far as consuming it, it was a very narcotic effect. So couch lock, man, loved it. One of my favorite ones. And I wish I kept that one. I ended up buying a pack and I grew out a couple. Didn't find the right pheno. Now I'm growing some more. I'm just looking for that one pheno, man.
Yeah, so, bro. I gotta say, like that pheno. One pheno can be like make all the difference, because like you can't have a pack of beans and each one is a different pheno, and that one pheno that you like is the one. And you could pop 10 more packs, you might not find that same pheno. You know, so interesting stuff. Now, what about you, Rob? Like, what about you? You got any beans that you any strains that you lost and wish you did not lose? You remember what it is?
You're talking about boring people, Chris. Have you ever heard of Headbanger?
Of course. I hear about this one so often, bro. I never hear about that one.
I lost it. Man, I could regulate from Scapegoat Genetics, Scooby-Doo from People Under the Stairs Genetics, now just recently Sherb Cream Pie. Let that one go.
Fuck.
I heard over at Franklin Fields, they got HLV, and I'm not going to keep anything I got from them, so I killed it off.
Yeah,
just didn't even want to get it tested. It's good, but at this point, like, it's fire. But honestly, like, the permanent marker is a better version of it, in my opinion. It's a sharper, hits harder version. So I'm not tripping. I moved on. Right now, I'm trying to get in the mentality of not keeping stuff that doesn't fit my grow properly. And a lot of the stuff I've been growing just didn't necessarily make the cut, so to speak. So now I'm trying to just focus more on finding that variety of things that I do like, but not getting stuck in the past on old shit. It's like bad relationships, you know. Sometimes you just gotta cut it.
Move on.
Literally, man. Now, P, what about you, bro? Like, you got any strains that you like really miss, bro? Like, that hits you hot.
My list of genetics that I've lost are as big as that pail of genetics you pulled out. I'm stubborn. If you don't know, when it comes to growing and not cloning and not maintaining and not trying to maintain the strain, if you will, was one of my biggest, not regrets per se, but it definitely nipped me in the butt in regards of trying to find that next big thing. Because I do feel like I came across a lot of quality genetics. And one in particular was one of the most recent ones I had with Dreadnought OG. Oh, shit. I talk about it a lot because I've grown it and harvested it again. And this bag isn't as powerful as that last one was. And now I'm sitting here going, damn it. This is my own fault. So yeah, if I had to go with one and it was stank, it like, this is great. I like this one. And it hits on a similar level. It just doesn't knock you on your ass on that level, whether it's in the nose or just in the quality of the toke, if you will. But yeah, maintaining the strain, man. That's one big thing that I would pass on to a new grower is if you have an opportunity, you should clone everything. Worst case scenario, you don't like it, you toss it.
Hell yeah.
Clone everything. Tissue culture at home is starting to get hot. That's another thing. That way you don't necessarily got to keep that plant around, but you can keep that genetic for when you do have the space or you can time it properly, you know? Yeah. That's something I think I'm going to make sure I do this next run. If I find a keeper, immediately tissue culture, right away.
Yeah, that's smart, though. And Chad Westport says, ABC, always be cloning. You got to stay cloning, literally. And actually touched on, I think we might have been one of you guys touched on it just now either. So let's take it up all the way to the new school, bro. Like, I think 2023... strain of the year by Leafly was that permanent marker, right? So any of you guys tried that permanent marker?
Oh yeah, it's a slapper.
Nope.
She hits. It's like a tastes a lot like the Sherb Cream Pie. It's got a strong, like, sharp, creamy but sweet with a back end of a gas to it. Very, very unique. Like, you taste it, you know exactly what it is. But the first time I had it, I thought it was just Sherb Cream Pie. Like if you grow it right, it's got a very comparable flavor, but this one's a higher THC, better producer. So commercial grows are, that's why Leafly's all over it, because all the commercial growers have it. It's good.
High Rise. High Rise also ranked this one on their top five.
It's a hitter, man. It's good. Like I believe sure it's I tried it. Tea Junkie.
Did they have it in Vegas when we were there?
I don't remember seeing it myself. I certainly didn't try it. I don't know about you boys.
I don't believe any, like out here, I'm sure someone has told me that they had permanent marker. I just don't believe it is. So I'm like, grain of salt.
It, once you taste it, like it's hard to mistake.
A GMO?
Yeah. Just like that, it's not that flavor, but it's that.
Right. But that distinctiveness.
Exactly. And this is, Sea Junkie has been very good at finding some fire, but the problem is getting it. You know, people are like, oh, they just, you know, charge too much and this and that. It's supply and demand. And once they're gone, you can't grow in bulk and be able to keep producing the quality. So it's like, you got to get in where you fit in. It's like a crypto boom or a stock boom. Like you get in right then when it's there. Otherwise it's too expensive.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't make sense.
It's almost like that Mac One, bro.
Yep, like the real one. Like I had one that's long ago from Light Sky Farms, and that was so tasty. As where before I've had it, they've been mild because it's just replicas, you know.
So true, bro. Well, that's a good shout, man. Like, and P, what you said is also true, because that's something I do want to touch on next, and that's a great segue. So thank you for that, because, you know, you do have to take things with a grain of salt sometimes. Sometimes people are trying to sell you stuff or tell you that this is that when this is really whack. You know, it ain't this, is whack. You know, some other shit. Yeah. So you're just getting something that's fake, straight up bogus. And a lot of people, I think I've seen Dark Horse Genetics and stuff do like a video on it, you know, calling out breeders for selling Bruce Banner, which was not anything associated with him. And, you know, Dark Horse is the creator of that Bruce Banner. So let's segue into that, man. Like, what do you guys think about some of those bogus genetics? Like,
we're going to be seeing some bogus Chill Out OGs soon. I can tell the next year or two. I bet I'm telling you.
You're going to copy it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's no question about it. If they can find the parents, no question about it.
Yeah. Like, they don't even, what are you talking like, people, about? If they can find the parents.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He's public.
We know where the parents are, right?
Good.
You don't even need him.
Well, not. Yeah. I mean, honestly, you don't. You can take the original plant and just go and mix these.
That's what I'm saying. It'll be Gorilla Glue or whatever. And they'll be like, this is Chill Out OG.
I look at it like open source development. You know, if anybody's done any coding stuff, like if you're really about the game, we'll say, you'll just kind of put it out there and get what you can, getting where you fit in. And knowing that when you're putting it out there into this space, it's open source. Anyone could tap into it. But there's going to be a few of those little copycat motherfuckers out there who grab things and raise the price like crazy and do knockoffs. And those are the ones who are making it bad. If everybody would keep a stable rate, like an MSRP, and make sure everything was legit and on the up and up, then I think it would be easier to keep genetics legit. But right now there's too many people who are like, oh shit, I can get some cash off of this. And they just hustle.
Yeah, I seen like someone drop it in the chat talking about copycat. They're just super expensive and shit too.
That's crazy. It should be so expensive.
I do agree with Rob in regards to that. This should be an open field for people to take a genetic and run with it. Someday I'd be honored to take Chill Out OG and cross it with something and to see what I could do with something. It's delightful and say no to, popular as Chill Out OG. That'd be great, you know, to see that locked up and unavailable for people. I think would be a tragedy to the community and to the process as a whole. But in a similar way that, you know, if TikTok, for example, you know, Charlie D'Amelio, one of the biggest stars on TikTok, when they first started doing their dances and they would take a song or a dance from someone lesser known, and they would then do that dance, but then that dance would get big and famous because she did it. And there was controversy that she was just taking shit from some lower unknown artists. Well, then it became not tradition, but it came almost a requirement, but an unwritten rule that you would include the name of the artist that originated the dance in the bottom left corner. So I don't mind if someone wants to take something and run with it, but I think in some way there needs to be a tribute back.
Yeah, just give credit
to its original form, right? So whether it's in the name or just, you know, I think a lot of names are just crosses. Yeah. A crossed with B.
Yeah.
And you call it C.
Yeah. Well, like, even to that, bro, that. Like, people even say, like, shout out to Kyle Cushman, we had him on the pod, but that strawberry cough, you know, some people have mixed feelings and mixed emotions about whether he did enough to, like, attribute that back to the original person who gave him that cut, you know, stuff like that. And some people say he didn't, some people say he did, you know, so, you know, you always try to avoid anything coming up where they can say, you know, you just jumping on someone's coattails and riding with him and not give him any, you know, recognition whatsoever.
Yeah, I think, like, you know, there's breeders like Boston Roots. Shout out Boston Roots Genetics. Like, he's publicly stated that his Sherbanger is a cross of Karma Genetics Headbanger. He says it like it's one name. Like, it should be Mr. Growers Chill Out OG. If somebody's going to do a cross, it shouldn't just be even Chill Out OG. It should be Mr. Growers and then whatever it is. Like, you'll look at that with animal breeding a lot of times. It's something that people will, like, use as a selling point. They're like, oh, well, this is from this pedigree of this bloodline, so to speak. It should be a comparable thing with breeding genetics, you think, but we got a lot of these cash croppers out. Anything that you can make money on quick, you're going to have some scam boys out here trying to hustle. Yeah. So it's like, as long as the masses of us don't attribute to that shit, we'll be good, you know?
Yeah, and that's the thing, you know, you always just got to be careful what you guys are doing, where you guys are getting stuff. And shout out to everyone in the chat. I just want to take a moment, shout out everyone tuned in right now. You guys hit that like. We got almost 600 people tuned in. So you guys hit that like, show some love. We got to have over 600 likes. And don't forget, we're going to have a giveaway for some of that Stash Blend. All the homies out here. So let's have a party, like Danny Stout says. All the homies out here. And we got some Stash Blend we're going to give away. So you guys definitely hit that like and show some love. If you guys don't hit that like, we can't have the giveaway. Simple as that. You know?
That is true. Yeah, we kind of have a quota we have to hit on YouTube here. We get shut down. I think Twitch too.
Yeah, so nice. You guys got to hit that like, show some love. But yeah, man, what I did want to say to you guys is that, you know, you guys mentioned so many different fucking stuff and strains there, right? And there are a lot of different things that people probably need to be aware of. So for someone who is a first timer now looking to cop some seeds for the first time, and they want to get some of their favorite strains that they heard of, like PU talking about some of those old school stuff, like the train wreck, some of those timeless ones that we're going to get into in a bit, what would you tell them? Like, is there, don't drop any names or links or anything like that, but is there anything that you should be aware of as a first time genetics consumer? Let's put it that way.
First of all, you are very ballsy for this conversation.
New year, new me.
New year, new me. Fuck. Now, I just seen some questions in the chat, and people are, like, asking, but they're like, they look like a lot of them are first timers. And I know Ohio just turned, and I know a lot of people just turned. There are some reputable places, but I'm just more looking out for those people trying not to get got by people selling fake genetics, you know. Mm-hmm. So for me, like, I seen someone drop something in the chat. Let me just pull that comment up, bro. Cause, like, as Chad Westport says, a lot of the seeds look the same. And someone was talking about those Northern Lights, right? And if someone, like, wanted to grab some Jack Harrow, bro, like, that Jack Harrow is something you probably can't find the original of just like that, you know. But a lot of people are probably still trying to sell it, right?
That's the thing, is I think homework is very important. You can get Jack Harrow.
Herrera. Rhymes with terror.
There we go.
Jack the Terror.
Rob's got me all messed up. Wrestler. He's committed. Homework is so important. My first answer would be, do your homework. What are you looking for? Are you looking for traditional? Are you looking for new? Because it's all accessible.
Yeah.
And I think with the right homework, you can get it. I could be someone starting yesterday and get access to Chill Out OG.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, and it's from a legitimate source. Of course, you would have to pay attention. You'd have to do some homework. But chances are you could probably get your hands on it. And I think the next stage after that would then be to try to support local. Find the is there a local breeder around you that's kind of doing their thing, strutting their stuff, having fun? That's who I would try to go to next.
Yeah.
And then go from there. In my opinion, there's tons of legitimate sources. It's today's day and age. I think back in 2006, it might've been a little more difficult. Today's day and age, it's a lot simpler to get good genetics.
Yeah. Sometimes it can be as simple as checking out your support local. Like you said, support local, check out your local grow shop, where you go when you get your soil and all that stuff. Just see what's good. ask a question and do the research, man. Because I think research is a big one. Like when I first started off all in the Caribbean, a lot of people are looking for some of those names that they heard of for a long time. So like you said, that green crack, Gorilla Glue number 4, and people are selling autos of it, not in any packs or anything, but it was just selling like, you know, little stuff in little solo cups. And I myself copped a few, bro, and I sort of feel like I got duped. I just literally to this day don't feel like that was the real Gorilla Glue number 4 or the real green crack, bro. Like literally, bro. I know it wasn't, bro. You guys are lying to me, bro. So don't get duped and don't get that feeling that I have right now, you know? So
yeah. Do research. I've been duped. I used to deal with a Gorilla Bean Bank, we'll say. I don't give a fuck. Quote me. And they were a sponsor and they always had all these names. And I'm like, oh, is that, you know, Pineapple Express? They said, like, yeah, but it's from Advanced Feminized Seeds. I'm like, who's that? Like it was always just some other company. I'm like, who the fuck is that? I've never heard of this brand ever. And for some reason, you know, I grew them out, trusting them, thinking, you know, I'm still somewhat newer to the game. I'll just give it a shot. And every single one of them was just like generic, like IKEA furniture style smoke, just average, looked okay, grew all right, was decent,
basic,
but wasn't a hitter, like very basic bitch like. And so I moved on from those. And then now, like, nowadays, what's cool is you can go direct to most breeders, you know, especially if you're in the States. It's legal in the States for getting beans, we'll say, because it's novelty,
yeah,
or collectors. So it's a lot of people just go direct. A lot of people have their own Discords.
Yeah.
I mean, you just got to make sure that you don't just click on somebody who has 100 followers on Instagram and follows 3,000 people. And you're like, oh, I thought that was the... No. Use some common sense if there is any left. And look
at their
posts, people who are talking, ask some questions. Look for other pages that may have more followers. I mean, myself included, I don't know if anybody's ever heard of HSO, Humboldt Seed Organization. I look like an idiot in Vegas talking about all these genetics I've grown. I'm like, yeah, Ben and Nat. Well, I've grown this one. They're like, that's HSO. I'm like, oh, that's not Humboldt Seed Company. Okay, so the organization.
Oh, shit. Yeah, they told us about this, bro. Yeah,
and I was like, fuck. Oh, my gosh. And people follow that page, and they think it's the same people.
Bro, I forgot they told us about that.
Yeah, and it's so easy to get tripped up. Now, those genetics were fire. Oh. But it's not giving money to the same people. They're using the name Humboldt, and they're not even from Humboldt. They're overseas. So it's a weird situation. You got to pay attention to where you're sending your money, you know. But yeah, again, now you can get direct so often. So,
yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say direct is definitely the way to go. I will say one thing to really be cautious of is the amount of scams that happen out there. And yeah, I think we've all, like, the most common one these days is the impersonator scam. So there are probably there's been several dozen accounts that appear to be me. They use my logo. They copy and paste the exact about bio section on Instagram. And what they'll do is they'll follow my followers. And so my followers think I'm following them, but it's really an impersonator. And then they'll DM them and they'll say, hey, my breed of seeds are for sale. And then they'll go and they'll do a transaction through DMs and they'll send them money. And then obviously they'll get nothing in return. So definitely be careful. It's super, super common.
Check this out, guys. Like,
it's out of control.
Look, where is it, man? I just had
it. You can pull it up right now. You're going to search and find out all the fakes that are on there.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, just show you guys. Like, you guys need to be aware of this. Yeah. Like, look at all these fakes.
The top one. We'll put that away. None of those are mine.
And look at it. See that second one? That's followed by somebody else who knows.
Who knows me? So, John, that's my homie John too, bro. John, don't follow that guy. I can't be like you. Unfollow that guy, bro.
Plus two. Dot, dot, dot. It'll be 20.
And there have been just dozens that have been taken down over the years. And this is honestly going on 2, 3, 4 years at least.
That same account.
It's like whack-a-mole. You know what I mean? Like one goes down, then new account pops up. So
it's crazy.
Very sad. I wish Instagram were to get their shit straight.
Dude, I reported them and they're like, nope, they're not violating. I'm like, dude.
Yeah.
What the fuck do you mean?
They're like, no, this is
Instagram link in their profile. I'm like,
there's also the scams on YouTube as well, comment scams, same
WhatsApp,
thing. The impersonator will create a fake account that looks like mine, and then they'll message you a comment and say, hey, reach out to me, and then it'll work out a transaction, and then obviously it's just a scam. So if you're out looking for beans, direct to breeder, but do your due diligence and make sure you follow the right account, because it can be tricky. It can certainly be tricky. Like I mentioned, those Instagram accounts, they're copying my exact bio as well.
To the T.
Like you go on it, it looks legit. Even the link is to my website. So it looks legit. It's tough. It's really tough.
Yeah. Big facts. So that's a great point, Chris. So shout out to you on that, man. And I just want to take a moment, shout out everyone in the chat. I've seen some comments come in. Let me go out some of these. We got Dab Marino. So thank you, Dab Marino, for that donation, brother. She says, roll up. Congrats on 100, episode 100, guys. And if you're just tapping in, guys, don't forget, this is the 100th episode. We are doing a giveaway for some of that Stash Blend. Shout out to all the homies tapped in right now. We got over 600 people tapped in. So hit that like and stay tuned, because in a bit, we're going to reveal the details for that giveaway, man. And also, we got Tenduful Hendun Farms. I hope I didn't butcher that, but he says, what up? Love the show. I just wanted to support. I follow you guys on everything. I really hope I didn't butcher it, man. But much love, fam. Much, much love. And we also got Untrained Astronaut. Guys, you boys remember Untrained Astronaut, right? Yeah. Untrained! What's good, brother? Man, we met this guy out at MJ Biz. Such a cool cat, man. You guys got to check him out on everything. Check him out on YouTube. He's crushing it on YouTube, doing some great content. Dude's always got his camera strapped to him, bro. So you know when you get a guy like that, he's going to be pumping out some fire fucking content. So definitely check him out, man. He's doing some great stuff. But thank you, Untrained Astronaut. Really appreciate you, bro.
He met Hatter in the chat, too.
Hell yeah, man. Now, guys, if you guys got any questions, drop them in the chat. We're going to try to get those answered. But I did want to mention one thing, and I do want to sort of move on to this, boys, before we do that giveaway, because like I said, we got that giveaway to do. But genetics, right? Today's topic is about genetics. It's all about genetics. How important do you boys consider genetics to be for a beginner grow when they're starting off their grow? Like, you can go, people probably think lights, tent, you know, all that stuff. For their first grow, is genetics really all that important, or should they think of something else? What do you guys think about that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
let's start off with Chris.
You know, that's one of the first things you learn as a beginner, is genetics is arguably the most important, right? I've grown dog crap genetics and just been so disappointed with the overall result. And, you know, I bag seed, for example. Like, I've wasted time on bag seed for many years, just trying to pick through bag seed and try to find something out of it. And some were good. Don't get me wrong. Some were really, really good. And some were just hot garbage. So, yeah, I mean, genetics is certainly very, very important by far.
Yeah, for sure. I think I'd have to agree with that. Like, I've been growing some bush plants, bag seeds, and I'm not happy with the result, you know. But I grow some bag seeds that were absolute fire, so don't discard the bag seeds. But what about you, Rob? What do you think? You think genetics are key?
Oh, man. Genetics are everything. Genetics are everything. I know people who grow some fire and don't know nothing about nothing, but they just do that most basic of basic, but the genetics are just dank, no matter what. I know a dude who, like, literally, man, he does the Lucas formula. He hasn't changed anything in his garden since the early 2000s. His lights never burned out, and he uses a metal halide and veg, old school, and uses a HPS and flower wing. Doesn't grow in the summertime. Old school, OG. And his stuff's always pretty good. Like, it's ugly, and it's fluffy, but it tastes. And if you didn't look at it and you didn't see the plants, it's some fire smoke. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you know what's there, you'd be like, ooh.
It's like growing weed for dummies, right? You get good genetics. You don't need to do much else. You're probably going to get some fire at the end of it, right?
Just follow the basics, growing for basics. Like,
can't polish a turd.
And it'll be pretty good. Yeah, but you can't take some mids genetics and do it with the best of the best, and it just turns out kind of average. Like, it could be very pretty, or it could yield well, but it's still, like, I know people who forever were like, man, there's something I'm doing wrong. I'm missing this, I'm missing that. It's like, no, you're just missing the genetics, man. You need change it up, whether it be bags, whether it be whatever it is. I mean, you just got to change it up, you know?
Yeah, big facts. I got you. And what about you, P? Like, when you searching for stuff, like, is genetics one of your top, like, priorities and considerations?
No, I disagree wholeheartedly with everything you guys have said.
Interesting, okay.
Only because you all agreed.
And crush it, man. Crush it, bro. I'm ready to hear it, man. Let's hear it.
I think you can have the best genetics in the world. You can have the best equipment. It comes down to mentality. It comes down to the ability to not rush. Patience is key. I think overthinking is a huge factor to failure in this. yeah, there's a lot of factors. There's a lot of factors, and there's a lot of way to fuck it up.
Even so, if you got good genetics, right?
Yeah, I've fucked up good genetics. Sure, yeah. But yeah, I think it's a package deal. I think it's a very loaded question when you ask what is the most important factor, because it doesn't matter what you pick. Pick the genetics, pick the equipment, grab the nutrients, pick a good attitude. Any one of these will cause the rest to crumble. So I'm going to go ahead and say that you're all wrong. Tune into Pigeons 420 for the real answers.
Definitely tune in. Tap into Pigeons 420. Check them out on YouTube for the real answers, man. But I think I would agree with you, man, because, like, honestly, I've grown biogenetics. I've grown shitty genetics, you know, and I've also fucked up on the growing process myself. Like, you make mistakes. You're only human. Sometimes you got to go out the groom. Sometimes something goes off. And those fire genetics can get burnt, can get underwater, can get harvested too early, can get harvested too late. There's a thousand different things that can come down to use or error that can mess up those fire genetics, you know? So I think that there are a lot of the considerations, and they all sort of need to come together, right? And that's sort of what you're getting at, right?
Yeah, one other thing we got to mention is you know, you could have fire genetics, your grow could be dialed in, but the plant could have problems, and you may not know what it is. You're like scratching your head and end up being a viroid, right? So hop latent viroid, we've got to talk about that here for a second.
Hell yeah.
I've got a couple facts up right here. 73% of commercial facilities in the U.S. have hop latent viroid.
Yep.
90% of cannabis facilities researched in California alone tested positive for hop latent. They're talking about a $4 billion loss in crops just from this viroid and home grow. It's probably widespread. I've probably had it before and it didn't know. You know, I've had sick plants where I'm like, why isn't this rebounding? I have no idea. And, you know, it's probably hop latent viroid. You know, it's spreading like crazy. It can be within seeds. So you could literally have a breeder who creates seeds. Hop latent viroid was on the plant. All the seeds were infected. It widespread it out across worldwide. So it's really, really
mad.
Something to be aware of. And hop latent viroid isn't the only kind of viroid or virus to be you know, cautious of. There are things that we're just identifying now, you know, that you know, people don't really know of. There's one I think that impacts lettuce a lot, and I think they're identifying it now over in the plant, you know, the medicinal plant that we're talking about here.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's another thing. You could have great genetics. Just they do have testing now for hop latent viroid. So if you're interested, just Google it. There's a couple of different places that do it. Farmer Freeman does it, but he's a little bit expensive. Tumi Genetics is one I think is a little bit cheaper there. I haven't gone through them yet, but that's who I'm going to go through next time around since it's a little bit cheaper there. But yeah, something to definitely something to bring up.
Definitely.
I actually dated a girl with hop latent. She was a horrible dance player. She hit to the left a little bit, but she was a strong woman.
Did she hop a lot?
The latency.
Latent to left.
I think that's where, like, you've got to be very knowledgeable about your genetics too. Like, sometimes, you know, the biggest thing I've noticed with people who do run into this, they're dealing with aeroponic cloning too, and you're going to immediately cross-contaminate your plant with that. Yeah. So, like, cloning is going to be an issue there, but from what I've read, don't quote me, but Chris might know, can they work it out of the genetic there over time, just like they could with anything systemic?
I believe you're right on that. I don't have a ton of knowledge on tissue culture either.
I've been diving deeper into it because now there's home kits, like home tests you can do, and or not tests, I think drug tests, home methods, but then also Homie Green Goblin has a whatever the metal cool fancy thing is to be able to do it at home. So I want to be able to check it out, maybe keep some genetics, like I said, and make sure if I do run into something, I can potentially run it through a few different occasions and get it back down the road, especially if it end up doing a breeding project or anything like that.
Yeah. Great point too. Like, shout out to you guys. And also shout out to the chat, man. The chat is popping, you guys.
Chat. I see Zaza out here.
So yeah, bro. I definitely want to shout out Zaza. Zaza's in the chat right now, too. Big up to Zaza. He says, my bros. What up, broski? What's popping?
Speaking of a great source.
Great source. Yeah,
great direct.
Source, man. Great source of info. Definitely check out his channel as well, man. We had him on the show recently. I think he was like episode 99, if 99? I'm not mistaken.
Damn, he ended out with bangers for the year, eh?
Hell yeah, that's what's up. So definitely check out Zaza's channel, man. All about breeding. Man's been breeding since like fucking 16 years old, bro. All sorts of stuff. But also, shout out to Corey, man. He says, I fucking love y'all from the stash. Big up to Corey.
Love
bro.
You too, Corey.
Much love, Corey. And thank you for that donation, brother. Happy fucking New Year, man. I love you, man. Much, much love, bro. And yeah. Also, we got Rare Kind. Congrats to 100. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Rare Kind. Congrats to 100. And shout out to all you guys, because we're about to do this giveaway as well. As soon as I finish going through some of these untrained astronaut, we need 40 more to hit 100.
Son.
Hit that hundo. Let's go, boys. Keep kicking ass. Keep MC down, Cannabis man. Luke also, bro. He's always on Instagram showing love. That cat is one cool ass cat, bro. You guys, check him out on IG. Homie. He's always showing love.
Too. It's the homie.
Yeah, that's what's up, mate? Man. And you guys probably see these names as well, bro. Like, they're always showing love.
Darn Chris right, we
do. Hey, what up, Chris?
Congratulations, Matt.
These are cool.
Hell yeah.
Big I have ups, a bet many Chris's that are cool.
This one right next to me. Where is he?
Yeah. That Rob's guy. Here, man.
Rob's here, man. Yeah. Chris, you was so fucking funny.
Damn.
Oh man, we
love you.
Oh hi, girl, man. We got Frankie's as well, bro. Shout out to Despicable Dabs, bro. Much love to ICANN THC and the stash. Congrats on 100 ICANN from my family to yours. Big ups, bro. We also got congrats on 100. I got five on it.
Grimsby Savage, I like that.
KCP.
Oh yeah, brother.
MC Cannabis Luke with that super sticker and my homie Untrained Astronaut. But man, just to give love and show some love back, let's do that giveaway, man. Let's get straight on into it, boys. What you guys think? All you guys gotta do is drop that hashtag stash blend and
there we go.
That's it. That's what's up. Drop that hashtag stash blend right into the chat and you guys will be entered. Don't need to do it multiple times.
Get in there, boys and girls.
If you enjoy the smell of beef ramen, let me tell you what. Stash blend is for you.
So boys, on that note, tell us a little bit about Stash Blend, because I really did want to talk about this. So, you know, before we close off and we do the giveaway, tell us a little bit about the Stash Blend, why it's so great, because a lot of you guys are running this right now in you guys' setups, and you guys are growing some amazing plants. Chris is doing some breeding projects, so it seems like an all-in-one solution, man. But tell me a little bit more about it, because I want to learn some more.
It was beautiful with Stash Blend. Go ahead, Chris. You got a head shake that looked like you were about to fuck cook.
I was going to say, well, you know, just the basics, and I'll pass it off to you guys to start it, and we'll go around here. But it's a 215. It's a plant additive, okay? So you're going to use your base nutrients like normal, and then this is an additive that's on top of it, and it's a blend of different ingredients. So you're going to get a whole bunch of different benefits. I mean, beneficial bacteria, mycorrhizal fungi. It's got silica in there. Humic acid, along with the NPK, and just one teaspoon or one tablespoon per gallon, half teaspoon. Can't even speak right now. What does it say right there? Half to one teaspoon per gallon. Mix it with a gallon of water, and then water it in, and it's been working great. We started testing this back in 2022. It was, I think it was towards the beginning or middle of 2022. Tested it for a year, wanted to make sure it worked well. It worked great beyond our expectations. Then we just released it over the summertime here, and it's been doing really, really well. It's in thousands of people's gardens at this point, and it's awesome.
That's what's up, man.
Yeah, I always go half teaspoon. I know some people go full teaspoon, but half teaspoon is definitely ideal. In my opinion, especially if you've already got base nutrients, you can dial back your base nutrients a little bit because there is a little bit of macro in there. You got like a 215 that corn steep liquor is definitely a nice additive there. So it's interesting, man. Yeah, it's in some commercial grows too, which is pretty sweet. Like it's a dream come true, man, to be able to get this far with it. Shout out to everybody who's already helped sell out the whole fucking line initially. Now we got some new updated packaging coming out with a couple details people were asking about. And it's great how much the community has helped build this product. So big shout out to everybody.
Hell yeah. That's what's up, man. And Pete, you got any secret like tips for using it? Because like, I got a question. Like, do you like reduce the amount that you use, you know, rather increase the amount that you use as you get later on, to, you know, throughout plant growth, like as you get into flower, or is it like a one and done sort of thing? Because a lot of people will want to know like if they can use it with like recharge and grow dots and stuff like that.
Sure, I'm sure you could use it with all of those. Now, I'm assuming we've probably got that in the blend. No, so you're going to want to be careful to ensure that you're not going to burn anything.
Don't go overboard.
generally speaking, and I can't speak for these two because I know I've put this stuff through the ringer. I've tried to burn. I've tried to deficient. I tried to make it underfed. I've done everything to try to figure out where the threshold is because I want to be able to answer questions. And personally, I find that the best way to do it is to maintain the same half to a full teaspoon based on what your plants are saying. I guess that would be the margin of trying to determine where your threshold is.
Yeah.
But consistent.
Yeah.
Every watering and through. Or every second. Sorry, go ahead.
I'd peas ballsy. I'd go once a week personally. The boy's ready to just.
This is a ballsy episode, guys. You're all sorts of ballsy stuff today.
I do every second, but I've done every feeding. Every feeding that's including every watering. So every time I added it. Now I'm trying to make these bags last for as long as possible. And that's what I would recommend to any consumer.
Yeah.
So, and I say that with bottled nutrients as well. You don't have to feed every time, even though the nutrient companies will tell you that you can feed every single time. I just don't think it's necessary. So I don't think it's necessary to do that with Stash Blend either. You could get away with doing a water and then a feed, a water, then a feed. And that typically works out to once a week.
Yeah, interesting, man.
Since I use Craft Blend, I've already got an amended soil, and I just water once a week with Stash Blend. So it's kind of like my tea. It's like an instant tea. So depending, what's nice is you can really use it a lot of variety of ways. You know, you don't have to just stick with the way that I do it or P does it or Chris does it.
Yeah.
We've got KMZ was making his own little like liquid mix of it and letting that stuff ferment for a little while and then putting that in his hydroponic system, and he crushed it. Absolutely blew my mind, so much so that we got to send it to George. I'm like, hey, yo, George. Check out what our boy did. You know what I'm saying? Because he told us not to do it in hydro.
Yeah.
And he's the scientist who helped formulate it, George Murray. And it's a great product, man. I stand by it because I use it all the time. And yeah, man, the community helped make it. And I'm so thrilled that they appreciate it and support it.
That's what's up, man. Shout out to Smoking Joe, man. ICAN VIP Bean Club fam. We out here, man. The ICAN VIP Bean Club is strong in the chat right now. But I got a question which came from Big E. And he says, does the Stash Blend alter pH? Does it alter the pH?
Nope. You want to add it after you already do all your pH shit. If you got to balance your pH. So if you do, add it after.
Okay. So it should just, it wouldn't cause any change. So that's why you do it before. It makes sense.
Yep.
Yeah. And Midwest Kevin asks, what nutrients are you running with it? So is it like a standalone or can you run it alongside your existing regimen or how does that work?
Yeah. You're going to want to have a base nutrient regimen. So for me, I use Craft Blend. And then I use Stash Blend. So Build the Soils Craft Blend. I mix into the soil and then I'll top feed or I'll top mix some in, usually flip it into flour, but then I'll once a week do the Stash Blend here. But if you're using bottled nutrients, you could dial back your base feeding a little bit when you're feeding it. So that way you're not overdoing it, knowing that you're putting in some macronutrients with Stash Blend too. Then you could cut out your silica. I still personally use Recharge when I'm starting out my plants early on. I know some people who still use Recharge with it, just to add extra.
Yeah.
Really your choice. But yeah.
Gotcha.
What about you guys?
Yeah. What do you guys do? Chris and P, what do you guys do? You guys got a base nutrient formula that you guys use?
Yeah, I use, I've been using Blue Planet Nutrients.
Okay.
So they're a Blue Max 2-part plus CalMag. That's what I've been using. And then also past runs, I've used Kiss Organics Nutrient Pack, which is similar to Craft Blend. It's a kind of fertilizer blend, organic. Do the initial amending and then do top dressing every 30 days and then Stash Blend every single week. And then I've used it with a Craft Blend as well. And I've also used it with, actually, I'm not even going to name the company, a different nutrient line that doesn't want us to name their company anymore. So I won't name their company anymore.
Okay.
Motherfuckers. Yeah.
You guys know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. I think we all know who you're talking about. What about you, Pete? What you running as your base nutrients then?
We work with Growers House. They're the distributor of Stash Blend, and they also have Ventana Plant Science as a brand that's underneath them. And that's what I use. And they've got a for life of me, I can't remember the names of their bottles. It's like a, there's a structure. Essentially, there's a grow, a bloom, and then your CalMag. And then I supplement.
Polymer. You using Flava or no?
I'm using Flava. Yeah. Yep. I am using Flava. So it's it's an A, a B, and then a Flava. This is the polymer. Flava. And then I would recommend a CalMag as well, calcium and magnesium.
Got you. And like this, see guys, so there are a lot of different ways that you guys can use it. I'm also seeing Insanity says he does a soil drench every Saturday, working fantastic. So mix it up, see what works. There's more than one ways that you guys can do things. There's no right or wrong way to do things. And like I said, I wanted to do that giveaway. So if you guys haven't entered, you guys are about to miss out because we're going to do the first draw for the Stash Blend. And let's get it rolling, man.
Here we go, boy.
Here we go.
Good luck, everyone.
Good luck, everyone. If you haven't dropped that hashtag Stash Blend in the chat, you better drop it in. But we roll in, and the winner
68 people
for the episode 100 is going to be...
Woo! These names
oh,
I know.
My God, Stephen Michael.
John's brother. Let's go. Fucking heartbreak kid. Let's get it.
Yeah, man. Big up to Stephen, man. If you're in the chat right now, Stephen, let us see it, bro. Congratulations.
Shake what your mama gave you.
Shake what your mama gave you. And just to sweeten things up a little bit, man, I'm going to do a giveaway myself on behalf of ICANN. I'm going to try to get back to you guys just because I can. I always want to get back to you guys. So I'm going to give you guys a special little mystery box package for the new year, right? And you guys are going to love it. So you don't have to do anything else. All you guys, we're just going to draw again. So if you guys drop the hashtag Stash Blend, you guys will still be in. Don't got to do anything else. Don't spam the chat.
Oh, shit. Hashtag Stash Blend if you're not ready.
Yeah, hashtag Stash Blend. That's it. Now let's roll it. So the winner of the mystery box from ICANN is going to be...
Oh, shit.
I can't drop in dimes, fam.
Buddha Bear. Buddha Bear. Bless this bear.
Boom.
Congrats. Okay. Congratulations.
Shout out, man. Congrats. Big ups to Buddha Bear, man. Shout outs. Congratulations. So you guys, both of you guys, hit me up. Send me an email. ICANNTHCSeedClub@gmail.com. And I'm going to get that sent out for you. And we're going to organize the Stash Blend for you guys as well. So shout out to Buddha Bear 420. And our other winner, where is it? I can't even remember where it is. But
Shawn Michaels.
Steve Michaels.
I had to say.
Oh, man. The good thing is I can always look back. But I'm seeing him. He's in the chat. And Buddha Bear is in the chat as well. Says, sweet. So everyone's in the chat, man. Big love. Now, yeah, dude. I think that we've pretty much done a fucking great-ass session, man. The 100th episode has been awesome. We gave away some stuff. And, you know, we covered everything pretty much when it comes to genetics. I think, you know, fakes, news. We've been talking about the permanent marker and all that. But, you know, before we actually close off, boys, like, shout out yourselves. Tell everybody where to find you guys. Let's start off in order. I got my homie over here, Chris.
You can find me. Just search MrGrow.com. You can also search on YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, actually now called X, right? I'm on all social media at Mr. Grow It.
Everybody get Instagram's
at Mr. Grow It. From the Stash Podcast with these two other guys, Rob and Pigeons, we're all on a podcast together. So if you want to tune in to us, that'd be great. One more thing I want to shout out is new book drops on January 1st.
It's official?
It's official. January 1st is dropping paperback on Amazon. I'm going to blast out the link the first of the year. There's no pre-orders going on, unfortunately. I couldn't get that going for the paperback, so I'm just going to drop it on January 1st, and then we're off to second book, baby. So, that's where you can find me and my shameless plug.
Legend, bro. That's dope-ass. That's dope-ass shit, bro. What about you, Rob? Where can everyone find you, bro?
I'm over here, posted up most times, chilling. Or CLTV. CLTV is another place. Watch CLTV.com. Rob CLTV on Instagram and YouTube. And I don't really fuck with X much other than to yell at YouTube, which I'm getting ready to because they age restricted my video about triploids. So, which I don't know why or how, but they did. So anytime I put some education shit, if I'm just out here goofing or talking some dumb shit, they're like, go for it. You're good. But if I try to drop some knowledge or some gems, you're like, oh, hold on, bud. Crazy.
We ain't letting you do that right now.
Spent a lot of time on that. Rob Seal, CLTV. I'm from Michigan, so I just talk how I do.
Yeah, well, definitely check out these boys, guys. Rob is doing some great stuff on CLTV. Mr. Gruitt is doing some great stuff on his channel. And, of course, we got my homie, Pigeons 420. What's good, Pete? Everywhere. Tell me where to find you, bro.
Bro, my name is Chris. you can find me at Mr. Gruitt hatch _. I've got a book dropping January 1st. I'm excited about this. All that information is MrGruitt.com.
Yeah, that's me.
Nah, sure. Man, Pigeons. Come check me out.
/pigeons420. I'm looking at it. I don't like it.
That's it, man. YouTube. I appreciate everybody for tuning in. I'm really excited to be a part of 100 episodes for my man Matt and bro. Meeting you and hanging out with you in Vegas was absolutely stellar, bro. You're a hell of a man. You're an even better friend, and I can't wait until the next time we can do the same thing. But
we're coming up BGC
more, because now we got the greeting out of the way. Now we just party hard, man.
Yeah, we're coming up to the Dude Grows Cup. We're doing that in June, I believe. Yeah, so we're pulling up on you, baby. We'll see.
You guys are coming out on my ends, bro.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
let's do it.
Yeah, we got Sean's brother in the chat right there, looking for that email again.
Hell yeah. Sean, send it to ICANTHCSeedClub@gmail.com. And who's the other winner? Oh, fucking hell. I can't remember.
Buddha Bear, baby.
Buddha Bear 420. Send it to ICANTHCSeedClub. I actually got it up on screen right now. I don't know how the fuck I forgot that. But send it to ICANTHCSeedClub@gmail.com, man. And we're going to get that sorted out for you guys. And I just want to shout out everyone in the chat. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Big love to everyone. We had a fantastic episode. Episode 100. It was a banger. We had all the homies on. Everyone's out here to celebrate, man.
You made it. Congrats, man. Congrats to you, man. Dude.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate y'all so much. And chat, we couldn't have done it without you guys. Everybody watching, we could not have done it without you guys. So don't forget, most importantly, though, you guys got to stay high and stay motherfucking fly. And we'll see you on the next one. Peace, fam. Finish it.